America weekend.
Call Sabatino with Roland Smith as we return to the microphones. I know, Roland, where did we go? We were standing right here.
Well, one of us is standing.
One of us is standing. I want to raise, there actually are two issues here, and we don't necessarily have to belabor either one.
Okay.
But I want to bring them up because it's become an issue, and it's something, an issue on both of these matters that I've dealt with during the course of my life. One is the question of dementia, and the other one is the question of transgender. And though there is no necessary relationship between the two, these are what I call emotional and social issues that we in this country are not facing directly. We have 89 million Americans plus 60 in the United States of America today, or just approaching 60 and above. That's a lot of people. It's almost a quarter of the population. Many of these people are now beginning to suffer with, and it's almost an epidemic, a certain form of dementia. And it falls to the caregivers, the children who must take care of, and many times they do, taking care of these dementia patients. And by the way, some of them are much younger than we think. And we're talking late 40s, early 50s, and so on. And I know two families who are currently suffering with this. So it is an epidemic of some sorts. But the key that I like, at the very least right now, is that we are facing it. We are finally getting around to it. And we're dealing with it on a both a social, ethical, and moral basis. Whether it be hospitals, research, or what have you, we're finally getting to it. Because there are so many people that are facing it today. You and I spoke in our pre-production meeting about the legal matter with the man who had sexual relations with his wife who was suffering dementia. Okay, we talked about that before we came on the air. And it was a case that struck my attention. For God's sake, he's 78 years old. And I found, at the very, very least, what this case did do was that it brought to the attention to the American public in a very dramatic way, particularly for this family, the issue of dementia and, of course, its related consequences. And so I think at the very least, Roland, it has to be addressed. Any thoughts that you might like to share with that?
Well, I certainly agree with that. I have not had the personal experience of dementia within my family. Both of my parents died relatively young, before dementia could have possibly set in,
right,
including grandparents too. You know, look, you and I are little older than most people today. We are in the December of our lives.
And glorious time of
life. Well, you might be in the October or November part, but I'm certainly in the December part of my life.
Okay.
And I haven't had that experience. And frankly, I'm glad I did not.
No, I agree.
I'm not quite, you know, but I have very close friends who's right now it's a mother who doesn't know who she is, cries all the time, doesn't want to be wherever she is, wants to go home, even though she's living in the home she was born and raised in, basically.
I have a thought about that, by the way.
Okay. Go ahead.
What she is saying, and I went through this, home is not here.
Yeah.
She wants to go home.
That's a good point.
She wants to go home. She knows in that other sphere of her life that she knows where home is, and it's not on this planet.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Yes.
But, you know, because of dogmas and because of our social conditioning today, a lot of people have a little trouble accepting that.
Yes, they do. But the fact that we are at least now in the, I think, the middle, I'd rather be towards the end of the discussion where something is being done to a much more both scientific, medical, and other ethical way to deal with the question of dementia and Alzheimer's, which is the next step, where at least we're in the discussion. We're talking about it on a much more, when it first started in my family 20 years ago, they weren't even talking about it.
But you know, Carl, discussion is one thing. Putting research money behind it is another.
I agree.
And that's not happening.
No, it's not. But at least we're at the throes of it. And I'm hoping in many ways against hope. I know that the pharmaceutical companies have finally turned their attention to it in major research. Finally. It may take another 2 years before it gets underway.
Well, the pharmaceutical companies, with all due respect to the great things that they do, will put money and research into things where they think they can make a profit.
That's correct. I understand that. And unfortunately, because our government is not doing it. Our government's not doing it, and that's very disappointing to me. But at least we have, I know the old expression is better to do something than nothing. And we cannot continue down the road we're going without either both addressing the issue and doing something about it.
You know, I read something a number of years ago, a research project on Alzheimer's, and it may have included dementia, but You said that. That's sequential. Dementia starts, and then Alzheimer's after that?
Yes.
Can you recall the difference between...
The difference in dementia is that you have states of memory.
Okay.
You have... in other words, it's much less frequent where you lose total lapse of how to go to the bathroom, as an example.
Okay.
That's full-blown Alzheimer's. Okay. Dementia, you forget. They used to use the term senior moments, but
yep.
We all have them.
Yep.
But that continues for a longer period of time. Then it rolls off into complete... remembrance lapse where you don't remember anyone for weeks, and that's full blown Alzheimer's.
Well, if you stay with the hypothesis that you mentioned that they want to go home, which is another place.
Yes,
that's where we came from and where we're going to go.
We're all going to go
at some point in time. There was this report saying basically that those with full Alzheimer's truly have an understanding on a spiritual level of where they are.
Yes.
Even though they cannot function on a material intellectual level.
Correct. They're in a different place.
Yeah.
I believe they've already stepped off.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I think
the only thing they've left
that was part of this.
The only thing they've left behind is the body. I believe they've stepped out.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a bad thing in many respects.
How can it be bad? I mean, it's going to happen to everybody.
But they left behind this in their wake, if you will, like a ship. Someone described to me as a ship going in a channel. It leaves a wake behind it. Well, that wake are your children who still see you. They still want to communicate with you, and they can no longer do that.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult. I've suffered through that.
Obviously, you've experienced, so it's harder for those who are cognizant of what's going on rather than the than the individual
correct.
Who is going through it. But you never know.
You never know. Anyway, we're not going to have time to spend much on the transgender question. And the reason why I'm bringing it up, and I'll tell you why, this discussion I had on radio some 20 years ago when the beginnings of dementia Alzheimer's started to take on shape, okay? Transgender right now, transgender teens and children, okay, who are saying, I'm in the wrong body, almost has a spiritual connotation to it. These children are now beginning to come out more, all right? And their parents are, there's a congressman whose grandchild is a transgendered girl who wants to, a boy who wants to be a girl, and this is the beginning of another social question that is just now getting attention. Do you see what I'm saying? And now we have this coming up on the scene.
Well, you know, this has been around for a very long time.
Yes, it has.
But a number of the Native American tribes throughout history, as I understand it, and the things that I have read, they acknowledge the fact that there were members of the tribe who, in fact, they called him a being that had two souls.
Two souls, yes.
You know,
absolutely.
One female, one male.
Correct. But you have to understand, I was born and raised in Greenwich Village, and I lived with this as a child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The quintessential closet was Greenwich Village. They called it a closet in a house hidden in the woods, okay? And it really was. But I had transgender children. I played with them. This goes back to the 50s, but it wasn't an issue down there and never has been because that's the world in which I came from. But today it's being discussed, and I believe they are with two souls.
Well, it's new in middle America.
Correct.
Basically.
And the Indians understood how to deal with that.
Yeah.
And they dealt with it in a very mature way.
They did. They gave them special privileges.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they allowed them to be who they were. The word I'm looking for here from Americans today, if not the world, is the one simple word, understanding. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't be so quick to judge. understand
or think you can change it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I wanted to bring that up because we're here at this point. We were at this point with dementia 20 years ago. We're at this point now with the transgender teens and children, and our world begins to change, Roland, as we move along.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, your background and my background are totally different, but yet we both understand and knew about transgender children, and certainly knew about Alzheimer's, since that was the conversation that you started with
yes.
on this particular segment. But you know, it's worthy of us to continue this discussion and bring in some experts.
I think it's a good idea. Let's do that. Next show. I'd like to do that.
Not
next
that
year.
Can't do the next. I've already booked a couple of people there.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
So
okay.
Maybe one or two down the line.
All right. Stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen. This is an interesting topic. I find it extraordinarily interesting. As we get waved on by Kevin Wolf in the control room, Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino. If you promise, stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.